Okay. Let's start again from the Nechzi Anand. It's not a manik sofas arbaim, but Yosh Bekaron sofas arbaim, Rav Meir Poter, it's a Yosh Bekaron, the Apach Shmuel Tani Chacham Poter, it's a Yosh Bekaron, Shema Mina Rachav Chudei Lokani, Bekoshkin Rachav B'makom, Manig. Okay, Seth, the Pshitusa, that even Rachav Chudei is not Kani, then obviously there's nothing to talk about in terms of Rachav B'makom, Manig. Tosus asks a... Tosa doesn't ask, he starts by answering a technical question here. If Rachav, the Gemara's maskana was that Shmuel was talking about Rachav Makomani, right? Because if it was Rachav Lechudi, it would have been too obvious what she meant. So why was Shmuel talking about Rachav Makomani if it turns out that even Rachav Lechudi is not Kani? So it would be strange. I mean, what did Shmuel really say? Rachav Makom Manhig, obviously he said Manhig's Kona, Rachav isn't. How could he say Rachav Makom Manhig, Rachav's not Kona, if even Rachav Chudei is not Kani? So, the two mainstream answers to that in the Rishonim are Tosos here and the Tosos Rush, and the other Rishonim just split among those answers. Either Tosos says, no, really, Shmuel said Rachav was talking about Rachav Lechudei. It's not that Rabbi, really Shmuel was talking about Rachav Lechudei. It's not that Rav Yehuda decided that Shmuel was talking about Rachav Makomani, it's that he was mesumek what Shmuel meant. The reason it couldn't be Machriya is because he didn't know if Shmuel was talking about Lechude, in which case he could be Machriya, or if Shmuel was talking about Rachav Makomani, in which case he couldn't be Machriya. And at the end, we're poshet, A, that Shmuel was talking about Lechude, and B, that Rachav's not Koneh, but we're not going against the Gemara earlier that said he was talking about Rachav Makomani, because the Gemara just mentioned he was suffic which way Shmuel meant. Tosfos Rush gives another answer. Shmuel was talking about Rachav Makomani, like the maskana of the previous line. Even Rachav Lechudei is not kind of why he's talking about Shmuel Rachav Makomani, because the Maaseh Shehayah happened to Rachav Makomani, and that's why he talked about it. So if that was the Maaseh Shehayah, then he passed on Rachav Makomani. Even though if he was speaking about theoretical halacha, he would have just said Rachav Lechudei. Okay. Next, read on to Gemara. Amar le Abay the Yosef Zim Nagin Amar le Next Inam Lo Amar Shidu Yehuda. Amar le Avray says, "Oh no, it's really true." The Chern and Amar Amar le, and I said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Hey, the Pashma Rochem Yosef Yosef will toss no Seira, Rochem toss no Seira. How can you be poshet that Rochem's not Kone because Yosef's not Kone? After all, the Rochem's better; he's holding the reins." But Amar le Rabbi Shmuel Amar Dvarim Mos Seira Lo Kani. No, Rabbi Shmuel both agree that holding the reins is not konet. Not only that, it's even insignificant in terms of looking at the big picture of a rochet being konet. Holding the reins is worthless in Kenyan. Ika d'amri, armaleir by the Rav Yosef, that it wasn't Rav Yosef saying he asked Rav Yehuda, but it was Abai asking Rav Yosef, hey, chepash my rochet, Yosef. Yosef, the top of Yosef, Rav, the top of Yosef, armaleir hachi tana idi, and it wasn't Rav Shmuel, it was a tana idi. Moseira lo kani. Okay, itmar nami amar yuchelbo rafuna. Moseira mechaviru kane. Vimtsiim nechseir lo kani. Now, itmar nami, what do we mean by, yeah?
Just going back to Moseira lo kani. We see, from 34, one of the Rishonim talks about that the Moseira is actually the Shmira behemoth. The Shmira behemoth is part of the animal. So why shouldn't you be kone if you're holding part of the animal?
Aha! Because even holding part of the animal is not kone. Meaning, enechanami, holding part of something is the same as holding the reins, let's assume.
Okay.
Right? Because the Brisa says in Kiddushin Chav Beis Amid Beis, and also in Vav Basra, Kesad B'Moseira, you could hold the hoof, you could hold the mane, you could hold the bridle and the bit, and all kinds of other things. Holding anywhere is Moseira. But holding is not Kona. Again, it's not like Hagbah. Hagbah means picking up, that's different. You go try to pick up a horse or a donkey. The Gemara assumes you can actually in the discussion with Shimon there, but it's not easy. Holding is not Kona, that's the point.
But the Masari, you hold it, you move it, you do pick it up.
So you pick up the reins.
You're picking apart.
You pick up the reins. Yeah, but picking up, hold on. We all know picking apart of something is not a Kenyan. How do we all know picking apart of something is not a Kenyan? From Dachas of an Aleph, right? Shnaim Shigim Mitzia. Tayasa Zekmi Shubnach Dagawi Parko. Forget about the whole Sunya. right? The te'asa zeh, the sugya is complicated. But, you know, complicated sugyas always use pashut examples, right? The pashut example is, well, look, this is complicated, but the truth is it's no better than if half been still on the ground, which is obviously worthless. Here, half been still on the ground is obviously worthless. Okay, don't give me the Rambam on the bottom of the Testament Aleph yet. We'll get there. Now, so what's the principle there? Moseir is not cutting. Holding on to the reins or anything else, holding on is not cutting. Now, is that true? Isn't there a Kenyan Masira discussed all over in Shas, the Mishnah Kedushin of Hayim Beis, the big mission about being Kona animals? We all know it mentioned Masira as one of the Shitas. So, and they explain, what do you mean by Masira is not cutting? That, Reb Chelbo Merav said, Moseir is Kona in Mecha Chomemkar Mechaveru when there's Das Makne. Just over here, we're talking about from Hefker, Bim Tzi of Nechsei Agarilokan. Obviously, we're talking about Hefker here. If I wanted to give you my animal, then you wouldn't fight over who is Kona. Whoever I meant to give it to is Kona. Whoever I didn't mean to give it to isn't. Right? There's not much room for a discussion there. But in Zechia Mehefker, it is not Kona. Why? Man Kormasli, the nickname, because no one's being Moser. You have to know what's lost in Mesira. It doesn't say Achiza, it says Mesira. Someone has to be Moser to you. So if there's Das Makne, he's Moser to you. If you're being Zochah from Hefker, no one's Moser to you, it's worthless. Holding on, whether to the reins or to the mane or to anything, is worthless when you're being Kona Hefker. Okay. End. Didn't I miss a line here? My Lashon Moseira. What's Lashon Moseira? I'm a Rabbi Edi Asperly. Edi taught the Bryce above. Explain to me. Moseira means someone has to give it to you. Bishlam Echaveru Kani to Kamasu Lechaveru. And see, man, Kamasu Lechaveru Lichne. So in Mecha Chomemkar, someone gives it to you. That's Moseira. But in Tziyom, in being Zocha from Hefker, Tziyom and Etzei Eger, so no one's giving it to you. It's not a valid human Moseira. What do we see from here? All the Rishonim discuss it here. Tosfos doesn't. The other Rishonim Daf discuss that there's something unique about Kenyan Mesira. If you look at the Mishnah in Kiddushin, which talks about how to acquire animals, Chaf Heim and Beis, let's see what comes up in this Mishnah. Behem Agasa nicknames by Mesira, Badaka Bagbaba. There are three kinyanim floating around here fighting with each other. Hagbaha, Mesira, and Mashiach. Right? Now, Hagbaha, does that need someone to give it to you, or can that work for Hefker? Of course it can work for Hefker, right? It can work for Hefker, work for Gneva, right? Mashiach, do you need someone to give it to you, or does that work for Hefker? Of course it works for Hefker. Mesira, you need someone to give it to you. Right now, that might bring up the question about, does Mesira really belong? I don't mean does it practically belong in the Mishnah. Obviously, I mean, first of all, it's not up to you, you don't have to put it in the Mishnah, but obviously it belongs in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing, tachlis, what are the different shitas being Kona animals? But I mean, conceptually, does it belong in bed with Mashiach and Hagbaha? Or is it a totally different angle? Because after all, Mesira is unique in that someone needs to give it to you. So what do you think, based on our Gemara? What would you think, based on our Gemara? Is Mesira fundamentally similar to Mashiach and Hagbah? Hagbah and Mashiach seem pretty similar, right? Hagbah is I pick it up. Mashiach is I pull it sideways. Okay, one is vertical, one is horizontal. We'll have to discuss exactly whether Alpivandos, Hagbah, and Mashiach over the next week and a half are exactly the same or not, but they're going to end up being pretty similar. You know, worst comes to worst, in Mekre HaGarua, we'll have a Chakir and Hagbah and the exact same Chakir and Mashiach, and it could be you'll pick different sides in the different ones, but most people will probably pick the same side, right? Mashiach and Hagbah are fairly similar. How does Mesira fit into them? What would you think? What's the point of the Hagbah and Mashiach? The point is, I am taking it, right? Okay, what would you say about Mesira? Does Mesira fundamentally belong there or not? Because in Mesira, I am
taking it into my rishus from somebody else's rishus.
Ah, so.
No, but Hagbah and Mashiach really, assuming that it's coming from, again, that it's coming from somebody, the Mesira is the beginning of the Hagbah and the Mashiach.
So you're saying that Mesira really does belong to Hagbah and Mashiach?
No, maybe it's like, if there's Hagbah and Mashiach, you don't need Mesira. In other words,
oh, for sure if there's Hagbah and Mashiach.
No, but in other words, but The Masira is doesn't exist because that's part of the Yeshiva. It's part of the...
Ah, there's actually a fascinating machlokas in the Rishonim, which I didn't want to get you down, but Basra. Why isn't every Mashiacha Koneh because of Masira? So there are those who say it would be, but Mashiach isn't a symptom. Masira doesn't work in a symptom, which we'll get to. There's a Rimigash who says no, because Masira only works if you say you want to be Koneh with Masira, and it's on medication. You didn't say you want to be Koneh with Masira. There's a someone who says that if you kavana to be Koneh with Mashiach, then you're not Koneh with Masira. Okay, let's. Leave that for now. Let me ask a fundamental question. If you wanted to say that Mesira is similar to Hagbah and Mashiacha, then is it stronger or weaker than Hagbah and Mashiacha? What would you say? Is Mesira stronger or weaker?
It's stronger because it would work because the Rabbim
and the okay, perhaps. On the other hand, Chaim says... seems to be weaker. Why? Because? Because in Mashiach and Hagbah, what have I done? I moved it. In Mesira, I haven't moved it yet. What did the Ramban say in Kedushin Daf Chof Vav? The Ramban says that a later Brisa says that Metalfin are only Niknim b'Mashiach. He says, what about Hagbah and Mesira? He says, well, Hagbah is really the beginning of Mashiach. Because when you pick it up, you're going to bring it to your Rishas. What about Mesira? What does the Ramban say about Mesira? Mesira is Tchilas Mashiach. After all, when someone gives you something to hold, they give it to you to hold in order that you pull it. Right? So Mesira is Tchilas Mashiach. The Rush in Bava Basra, they put them in chorus, says something very similar. What does the Rush say? That the Rush is trying to explain that Mesira only works by boats and animals and not by other metaltolin. Why? Why does it only work by boats and animals, not other metaltolin, according to the Rush?
Because that's what the Gemara mentions.
What?
It looks like Mashiach.
Because it's like Mashiach. Why? Because when I hold the reins of an animal, what does it often do?
Moves.
When I hold the reins of a boat, what does it... Now, they're talking often about a boat on land, but normally boats are in the water. If I hold the reins of a boat in the water, what will it often do? It will float in my direction, right? Because animals and boats in the water have their own locomotion. See, it has some bait. An animal has its own locomotion. Their boat doesn't have its own locomotion. But for practical purposes, they both move on their own, right? Even though the boat doesn't move on its own, the water moves it. They both move on their own. So whoever's holding it, naturally, when you're holding on to the reins of something, when you're holding on to a string, when you're holding on to a rope of something that moves on its own, that already has the sort of implicit potential for moving it, because obviously it's going to move in direction of the guy who's holding the rope, as opposed to if you do Mesira of a of a dining room table. Say, here's the rope of the dining room table. That is not at all an implicit, you know, grumma beginning of the Mashiach, because the dining room table is not going to move just because I'm holding the rope. I'm going to have to pull it. Right? So what the Rush and the Ramban have in common is that they say Mesira is a Mashiacha Sudbet. Right? It's a Mashiacha Sudbet. It's the thing that comes before Mashiacha according to the Ramban, or according to the Rush, the thing that leads to a Mashiacha. Again, they're very similar. The Ramban is saying when you hold the reins, you then usually pull it. And the Rush is saying, when you hold the reins, it often walks towards you. But both of them are saying that even though taka nothing moved yet, it's like an implicit potential. It's a potential Mashiacha.
But even more, that Mesira has the added advantage that Mesira is coming from the ball of the object. So you have he's giving it to you. By doing Mesira, he's giving it to you. It should be stronger in that sense, because you take that... He's obviously giving it to you. The potential by itself means nothing. I mean, if I walk up and see something, that I take.
Okay, great. Okay, now let us... now we're in a place to really start thinking. Morty tells us, on the one hand, Mesira, mitzad the koneh, is less of an act than Mashiacha and Hagbah, right? After all, let's take the Ramban and the Rush. It's the... preparatory stage for Mashiach, or the potential energy of Mashiach, that's obviously less than a real Mashiach. Right? On the other hand, Mitzad the Mocher, what do you mean? All the other Kinyanim, the Mocher didn't help. Here the Mocher is helping, so therefore maybe it should be more powerful. So Taka, let me ask you a fundamental question. Is, now this sounds like a very abstract question, is Mashiach Adif mi Masira, or is Masira Adif mi Mashiach? Normally that would be the kind of question that you'd say, well, okay, you're inventing abstract conceptual frameworks, you're asking Adif, why don't we just learn the Gemara Kipshuto? But over here, if you learn the Gemara Kipshuto with Rashi and Tosos, what do you see? There's a fundamental machlokes Rishonim, whether Masira is Adif mi Mashiach, or whether Mashiach is Adif mi Masira. Where do we see two places in Shas? This machlok is about what's Adif. This machlok is about what's Adif. One is, we already mentioned in Tosos on the top of Chesam Aleph, the machlok is Tanoim, right? There's a machlok is Tanoim, whether Behema is nicknames B'Mesira or B'Mshicha. Right? What are the two Shitas? Right? Who remembers the names? It was Rabbi Lazar Remeir versus the Chachamim, right? Rabbi Lazar Remeir says Bimsira. Chachamim say Bimshicha. How does Rashi interpret the Machlokas? How does Rashi interpret the Machlokas? What?
Davka
Mesira. Or Bimshicha. The Kol Shekain. Mesira, meaning what's Adif for Rashi?
Mesira
is Adif. How does Tosfos explain this Gemara? Like on the top of our Amud, what does he say the Machlokas is? Manda Mesira means Af Mesira. Bekol Shekain Ben Shicha, right? That's why he says Mi Kamando Amar, right? No one denies Mesira, as opposed to Davka Ben Shicha, meaning what's Adif? Mashiach is Adif. So we have Machlokas, right? They even use that Lashon. Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos. Whether Mashiach is Adif, Mesira is Adif. Not just whether one ends up being stronger than the other. Meaning, in the everyday perspective of Chazal, if you were a Tana or an Amora, would it be obvious to you that when you say Mesira, well, obviously also Mashiach, is Mashiach so much better? Or no? Obviously, if you said Mashiach, well, obviously Mesira, because Mesira is so much better. What is, not just what's Adif, what's so obviously Adif that you don't even need to say it? Where else do we find a Machlokas what's Adif? Tosos in Bava Basra says, we also find a Machlokas what's Adif. The Tosos in Bava Beis, but he says, he's being the first, the Maskana of that Shakvatari and Ayin Bava, sorry, Tosos in Bava Nala, says he's being the first, the Maskana of the Shakvatari and Ayin Bava Beis. Abaye Varav to Amri Tarvayu, Mesira Kona Bishas, Rabim Chatzar Shein Shal Shneim, Mashiach kana b'simto v'chatzar shu shal shneim. Bagba kana b'chol makom. What does it say in? What does it say in dafa in kiddushin? Agav, by the way, who do we pass him like? The Chachamim or Rabbi Lozer Remeir? Anyone know? We pass him like the Chachamim. Therefore, this machlokas of what's adif is actually machlokas lahalacha, is mesira kona, right? Meaning, according to Tosfos, we pass the mesira is not kona, because we pass the lechachamim. According to Rashi, everyone knows mesira is kona, and that's not controversial, that's adif. We pass the mesira is kona. Big enough gamina. Now, what do we find in Bava Basra? Ayin Bava Beis, Abaye and Rava both say that Birshus HaRabim, and what's equivalent to Birshus HaRabim? Uvechotzer She'eno or She'ena Shel Shnehem. What's Kone?
Mesira.
Besimta Uvechotzer Shel Shnehem. No, Chotzer Mashiach's Kone. Okay. Now, anyone ever learn yeshiva for a couple of years? When Mashiach is kona b'simta b'chatz shel shneim, is Mashiach kona b'shus harabim? We assume not, right? We assume not, certainly according to Abaye and Rava. We assume not, that's pashut. What's ambiguous here? Is Mesira kona b'simta? Right? So, what does... What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
What's the different shitas? Rashbam says, "Vilo misira ki kinyan ha'adif mimenu mivatlo."
He says, "No, in a simta only mishichas kona." What's so bad about misira in a simta? What's bad about Mashiach and Mashiach Rabbim is that it's not my Rishos, so I'm not being motivated in my direction. What's bad about Mashiach and Asimta? I'm handing you the reins. Who cares where it is? What's so bad about Mashiach and Asimta? So the Rashbam says, because there's a better option, Mashiach, meaning he holds Mashiach Adifa. Rabbeinu Tam says that's ridiculous. First he says, what do you mean? Who cares if there's another option? Just because there's a better option doesn't mean you can't do the worse option. We're not dealing with mitzvahs, the mitzvah number over here. But he also says a little later on, Tom says, no. If the Gemara says Mashicha is Kone, then what do they mean? According to Tom, if they say Mashicha is Kone, then obviously Mesira is Kone. He says, the Kol Shekei Mesira. He holds like his grandfather. The Rashbam doesn't hold like his grandfather. Kol Shekei Mesira, he says, Mesira is Adifa. That's what he himself says a little later on in Tosos. Rabbeinu Tam says, let me just find you the line. De Mesira Adifa mi Mashicha. Pretty clear, right? And the Rashbam says, Shukinyan Gabrua mi Mashicha. So we have a Mefurish Machlokes Rishonim here, whether Mesira is Adifa or whether Mashicha is Adifa. Is Mesira Adif or is Mashicha Adif? Which is Adif? There is a third explanation as well, yes?
Over here with Mashiach Adifa and Mesira Adifa, but you can have one be more Adif depending on Rishus HaRabim or Asimta. You could say Rishus HaRabim and Mashiach is Adifa and in Sigma Mesira is Adifa and not contradict each other.
No, but no one says that. And that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about Ikaron. No one says that one is Adif and one is Adif the other. Meaning, Rashbam says, Mashiach is always Adif. Just you can't do Mashiach and Rishus HaRabim because you have to pull it into your space.
Right.
And Rishus HaRabim is not your space. And Rabbeinu Tam says, Mesira is always Adif. No one splits it. Theoretically, perhaps one could, but no one does. There's a third explanation as well, that maybe you saw in that Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, in the Shittim Kabetzes, and also in the Abramah, which are both in the Makoros, I believe, who says that there's a technique that says, and it doesn't do with Adifas. It's just a technical reason why Mesira doesn't work in Asimta, because in Asimta, when he put it down there, it's his space. And until you move it, it's still his space. And therefore, you can't do Mesira in his space. Okay, that's a technical explanation. We're not going to... we'll just put in parentheses. This is the Ramah and the Re'ein. Re'ein here, meaning Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, says, Velo Mesira... Mitam Acher. For a different technical reason, which we won't go into.
Even the Rabbanah, does the Rabbanah hold that the Mesira is Kone even though it's
Kilos Mashiach
before the
Mashiach
actually happens?
Yeah.
Why is it Kone?
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. We haven't explained it fully yet. Now, what... what other machlokas do we find in the Rishonim here about Mesira? What does it mean, muserle? What's the machlokas? What does muserle mean? Right? Who holds miyad liyad?
Rashi
in Kiddushin. Now, I admit, Rashi in Kiddushin does not say it explicitly. Tosfos starts out, Peiros bekunches balem mosros lokeh ba'asher ketanya le'el mashvi tok l'shono d'mesir v'in miyad liyad. Okay, that's a good mashvi tok l'shono. Rashi... Tosos, I don't know if it's two people or just two girsas, but Tosos in Kiddushin and in Bava Basra quotes the Riva he's the most famous person, and the Rivam, and Tosfos and Bava Basra also quotes Rabbeinu Tam.
He says, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Mesira divi Meshich v'shom, the Mesira miyad liyad.
Mesira miyad liyad. Who says that? Now, where do they get Mesira miyad liyad? What's the makor? Our Gemara, right? Mesira means man moserli, right? That's how they interpret our Gemara. But, what's the other way of interpreting our Gemara? That it needs Mesira lo. But it doesn't have to be miyad liyad. It has to be lechazek upni. It has to be b'mitzvahs. What does Rashbam say in Bava Basra? B'mitzvahs hamocher. Right? B'mitzvahs hamocher. He has to tell you. He doesn't have to hand it to you. He just has to tell you. Lechazek upni. Right? Lechazek upni is a lashon they use in Bava Basra. Who holds that? The re? Right? And all the Rishoni Sfarad. All the Rishoni Sfarad here agree with the Ri and, of course, the Rashbam. The Ri and the Rashbam says, but mitzvah samocher, the Ri agrees, and Tosfos and Bava Basra, and all the Rishoni Sfarad here, which I didn't put in the chorus, but if you just look right here in Daf Chesam Aleph on this line of the Gemara, they all agree with the Ri and they all reject Riva. They quote it as Riva versus Ri, and they all agree, or Riva versus Rashbam, they all agree with Rashbam. And the Re. Okay, you wouldn't want to be at that Thanksgiving dinner, I assume, when they fought over the nature of Mesira. Now, the question is, what are they arguing about? Now, here you're never clear. They have a machlokes. What does Mesira mean? Does it mean I hand it to you, or I tell you to take it? Right? Now, they could be arguing about just what's the getter of Mesira. They both agree it means I give it to you. The question is giving directly or giving indirectly. It doesn't have to be a very fundamental machlokas. But, Ellie, you're learning this parak, right?
Yeah.
So you want to switch? As my great Rebbe would say, you're a Bava Basra man.
Yeah. Not quite. Some of them we don't want to link up machlokas. Say that if you hold like Rashi and Shita, so if you hold me Aliyah, so you think that nature can be Mesira, that is the Adipas.
Okay, stop. Ellie just lied to us. Now, he didn't lie. You know how sometimes a half-truth is a lie? Right? Right? If I were to say to you, you know, it says Taka in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. So, it probably does. I'm somewhere there. But I don't think that's the right way to say that over, right? Because you make it sound like it's a Hungarian chumrah that they invented in the in the 19th century. But it's something different. It's not to worship Avodah Zarah. That's the assault of all Judaism. So Ellie just lied to us. Says some of the Achronim want to say that, well, it works l'shitasei. Say that Rabbeinu Tam, miyad liyad, Rabbeinu Tam, adifa. Rashi, miyad liyad. Rashi Adifa, the Re, who's Miyad Liyad, and the Re is the one talking to this Tosfos. The Re is Adifa. And you could match up some other names also. So much for everyone to want to say, Tali Abba, I'm put together a nice sugya. That's what Ellie told us, right? Why did Ellie lie? Because the Achronim don't want to say that. Rabbeinu Tam says that. Let me read you from Tosfos. For Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Mesira Adifa mi Meshicha, Mishum, the Mesira miyad liyad. Meshicha Adifa, because I hold Mesira means miyad liyad. That's why it is, that's why it's Adifa. But what does the Re say? The Re says that he just said Mesira was Guria. He says, no, meaning, I hear his taina, if it's miyad liyad, it must be adifa, but it's not miyad liyad. I hold all he means by mitzvah samocher, like the Rashbam was mefarish in Bava Basra. The kuntres, meaning the kuntres, not Rashi, the kuntres in the fifth barak of Bava Basra, is mefarish, not miyad liyad. So it's Tosfos who says what Eli quoted from the Achronim. So now, what's the nature of this machlokas? You could say. Yes. Could be a technical machlokas. Meaning you could say, look, every kinyan, you have to draw the line someplace. You have to make the rules. You have to set standards. One says you need to be very direct. The other says indirect. They don't have to be arguing about any deep lundus, right? They have to be arguing about deep lundus? No, they're arguing what Masira means. Does Masira mean direct or does Masira mean indirect? But once you're going to say, Lishitase, it has to do with that defus, Lechor, that's not a technical machlokas anymore. Lechor, that's a fundamental machlokas, but Tosfos holds, Tosfos, Baba Basra, Ayin Baba Aleph says, it is a fundamental machlokas. How does Tosfos know it's a fundamental machlokas? Because they are tole adifos be miyad liyad. What does Tosfos say? That if you hold you don't need miyad liyad, then you hold that mishicha is adifa. But if you hold you do need miyad liyad, that mesira means miyad liyad, then you hold that right. So again, just because people argue about whether it's miyad liyad or not, might mean they're arguing about the whole nature of what's going on here, or might mean they're just arguing technically about how to define the ma'aseh mesira. But once they say that changes the seder adifus of kinyanim, it makes it sound like they're arguing about the fundamental nature of the kinyan. That's what Ellie was quoting from the Achronim, right, Ellie?
Yeah, but I don't know. Rintam does not just say that it's a divas in miyad liyad. It's miyad liyad and it's for the Brishas Haravim.
No, that's not what he says.
Yeah, no.
I will read you what Rintam says. Rintam Pirish. Oh, okay, fine. Bekani Brishas Haravim, Bekol Shekim Basimta. We should. Bekol Shekim Basimta. Okay, fine. But nonetheless, he starts with miyad liyad.
But he goes on with
Befanav. Well, Befanav is the same as miyad liyad, right? Meaning he's there. Right?
Okay, I mean, I guess.
Okay, fine, pull the Echron.
What do I care? And the Rebbe afterwards just said, that's not true, like we said earlier, but saying earlier could refer to earlier on in this Tosos, or it could be referring to.
Okay, but Seder, fine. Yeah, say that's not what Tosos meant. What do I care? Lemaiser, how clearly, the first thing he says about it being Adif is send me out the God. And when the Re wants to say it's not Adif, he says, and don't give me out the God because you're wrong about that. So clearly they think that there's some kesher. If you want to say it's a broader thing, fine, that doesn't bother me. Now, so what is this? And the later Achronim point out, I apologize that I didn't put this on the Makaros, they point out that there's another good Rashi Lushitase. Now, what's the one Rishus that we haven't discussed yet in terms of Mesira? We discussed Rishus Arava, we discussed Simta, etc. Now, who's Rishus Hayachid? If it's Rishus Hayachid, someone else's, it's on the board. If it's Rishus Hayachid, both of our Shutfus, it's on the board. Which Rosh Hashayachid have we not discussed? Well, the Rosh Hashakonah, but is that interesting?
No.
No, because the Rosh Hashakonah is in my chutzit. What do I care? What Rosh Hashayachid, so what Rosh Hashayachid is interesting with left? Rosh Hashamochir, right? What about Rosh Hashamochir? Rashi says in Baba Kam Yud Alpha and Beis, the Achronim point out, which will the Shitase, Rashi says that he says, that's you for in the face. That's why Rashi wasn't there. Bimsira tonight prepare a comedy condition. He came in a muscle of Asher Kna'a. First of all, he used the whole term muscle low, which again might not mean anything, but sounds beyond the yad. Kna'a, Afapishal Mushkam Rishus Mocher, even though he didn't take it out of Rishus of the Mocher. Rashi sounds like it works even in Rishus Mocher. Many Rishonim disagree. Including that whole Brahma and Rabbi Eliezer Mizrahi and many other Rishonim disagree. The Rashi Lishitase, another Lishitase, Nichol Lishitase, Mehani, Af, Birshus Mocher, the Rashi Baba Kama, and Lo Mahani Birshus Mocher. Obviously, those who hold that it doesn't work in Mishas Rabbah holds it doesn't work in Mishas Mokher, even if it works in a Simta, it's not so pasha whether it would work in Mishas Mokher. Rashi says it works everywhere. Now, what's pshat? What's pshat? What is the fundamental machlokas between them about the nature of Mesira? So let's go back to the Ramban and the Rush. What did the Ramban say? It's the beginning of Mashiach. It's the beginning of Mashiach. It's the Chlal Mashiach, the beginning of Mashiach. What would you say based on that Ramban? What's he focusing on? Mashiach. What's he says is, Kamen Shenimser Lo Derech Lemoshcho, right? He throws in the part about someone else giving it to you, right? If someone else gives it to you, it's the Derech Lemoshcho. Meaning, if I just hold something Stam, then it's not so significant. But if someone told me, because he holds like the Tosos against Rashi, if someone told me to hold it, then that's a derech of Tchilas Mashiach. It sounds from the Ramban that the ikar of Mesira is that it's Tchilas Mashiach. Just, it's only significant enough to be Tchilas Mashiach if someone gave significance to my holding, if by actually telling me, like, take it for a good reason. Right? I mean, if I stam, you can imagine, I stam go over to something, and I grab hold of it. I don't pick it up, I grab hold of it. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. But if there's a context where there's a good reason why I'm picking it up, then already you can view that as a Tchilas Mashiach. For the Ramban, it seems pretty clearly that, which would be Adif, I think Mashiach. I think you would say, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the fundamental lumdus of Kinyan Mesira. What's the fundamental lumdus of Kinyan Mesira? That you would say Yesod Kinyan Mesira is Tchilas Mashiach. That's the Ramban and the Rush. Both of whom, Lashitas, they hold that you don't need Miyad Liyad. Both of whom, Lashitas, they hold you don't need Miyad Liyad. It's the beginning of Mashiach, Tchilas Mashiach. So why doesn't it work by Metzia Nechse Yager? Well, because it's only the beginning of Mashiach, so I need someone else to give my act significance in order to, after all, I'm not doing Mashiach, I don't understand. If I think, or I do something at the beginning of the Maisa Kinyan, does that normally work? Of course that doesn't normally work. But here, as a Kinyan Garuba, it'll work if someone else helped me give it significance. So, you need the Mocher give significance to a sub-Mashiach. After all, this isn't a good Mashiach. Therefore, you need someone else to give it to you to give it significance. However, let's take a look for a second at the, I said we're going to learn Chassidus today, right? The Chassidus that I handed out, the Chiddush HaRim, I'm sorry, I just found this yesterday. Anyone who doesn't have a copy of Chiddush HaRim is more up here. The Chiddush HaRim sounds very, very different in Hilchos Kiddushin. Just the underlying parts, he's getting into a whole agav here. He says, when near the Kinyan Mashiach, he says, Mesira is fundamentally different than Mashiach. What is the Ramban saying? The whole point of the Ramban is that it fundamentally belongs with Mashiach and Hagbah. Right? That's the whole point of the Ramban. The Ramban says that it belongs with Mashiach and Hagbah. What does the Chiddush HaRim say? It doesn't belong with Mashiach and Hagbah. It's the opposite of Mashiach. How does he mean? Look at the Chiddush HaRim. V'nere dekinyan Mashiach hu mitzad halokiyah. She'osem ma'isa shemora shenasa shalom. What is the point of Mashiach? The lokiyah is kone. Why? Because he doesn't, that shows that it's his. The kone also means kone. If lokiyah is kone, how does it leave the maknez rishos? Lokiyah is kone. What are the mocher? Meaning, how does Mashiach work? Chiddush HaRim says, the Lokeach is Kone. Meila, the Mocher, doesn't have it anymore, so Lokeach is Kone. And therefore, all he has to do is agree that it's okay with him. The Lokeach could have gotten to see the Hefker, and that's why it's Kone and see the Hefker, because it's the Lokeach doing it. Mashiach of Hagbah, and Hagbah, Shemorish, is Okav Nasr Shalom. The Hagbah. right? Meaning, Mashiach and Adbah are ways of Kona is Kona. Memela, as a side effect, the Machne loses his Bailus. Shiach are ways of me to assert my Bailus. Memela, you lose your Bailus, because if I have it, then you don't. Masha Enke, Mesira Hulahefet, he says. Shumitzad HaMocher. The whole point of Mesira is the Mocher is giving away his Bailus. Shemosulo Moti Dover Shuso. It's the Mocher being Moti Dover Mishuso. And then Kona. Why? Since the Mocher wants to get it, bring it out of his Rishos, but he only wants to bring it out of his Rishos if this guy gets it. He doesn't want it to belong to Hefker or someone else. Therefore, if I'm taking it out of my Rishos, Mela it's going into your Rishos. And then he says, of course, it's the Yivam, Lakach Yivam, by Dafkin Yad Liad, Sheikh Mesiris HaMocher. He wants to say, even Tosos agrees to this, that Tosos just arguing technically, and he says, it really is Mesiris Yad Liad. Because when he tells me, Lecha Zekokini, I am his shliach to be moser to myself on his behalf. Okay, he wants to say everyone agrees. But, obviously it works better for the Rivam. What is the... So what's the Chidushim saying? It's a totally different kind of kinyan. Yes, it's in Mishnah with Mashiach and Hagbah, because it's something you do to animals in the course of everyday business. But it doesn't conceptually belong with them. Mashiach and Hagbah are ways of showing it's in Mayrishus. Mesir is a way of showing that there's das makne to assign it to someone else. And the tafel part is that it's going to me. The ikar is that he is deciding what to do with his item. Very similar to, you know, there's a famous Rav Chaim, if you have Shmua about Kenya Chalipin, that's really just a way of showing or creating the das makne of the makne to give it. And, you know, there are a number of kinyanim like that, hanging to Barman Nikna Ba'amira, where the reason it can happen is not because I show my bailus. They're about to say I'm showing my bailus. How am I showing my bailus? I'm just holding on to something. How is that showing bailus? Ah, because when you hold on in this context, it's about to bring it home with you. Right? So why do you need a mocher? Because you need the mocher to help create a very, very serious, significant context where I'm not just stop grabbing things, I'm bringing them home with me. But the Vision Rebbe says, no, it's fundamentally different. It's about showing the das machneh. Right now, I'm the mocher, it's my animal. I have the right to do whatever I want with it. So I'm showing that I want it to be yours by handing it to you. And especially if it's beyond the ad, I'm showing I want it to be yours by handing it to you. Male, if I'm showing I want it to be yours, then it's yours because I have the right to do what I want with my property. So he says that it's a kinyan of... a kinyan of das machneh. It's a fundamentally different kind of kinyan. Now, if you go back and ask, which is, this goes back to what Morty said, right? Which is Adifa? Is Mesira Adifa or Mashiach Adifa? So I think if you're going to see Mesira as a low-level Mashiach, fundamentally belongs with Mashiach. It's just a low-level Mashiach. Mestama Mashiach is Adifa. But if you say, no, Mesira is the hefek me Mashiach. Mashiach is about me taking. Mesira is about you giving. Then... it's not mocharach, but you say, hold on a second. Well, what's a better kinyan? To show who's taking or show who's giving? You might say, well, look. The owner is the one giving. The stranger is the one taking. The owner does a kinyan. That is adifa better than if a non-owner does a kinyan. Because after all, he's the bailam over the animal. Right? Naturally, the Rabbi Natan says, miyad liyad. The bailam is doing this kinyan. If the bailam is doing this kinyan, again... if the Bailam just needs to agree so you're not a Goslem, but you're doing the Kinyan, so why is it Adifa? Look, the Bailam needs to agree to Mashiach also, or else I'm a Goslem. But that's not part of the Maisa Kinyan. Or if you're Thomasing me out there, the Bailam is part of the Maisa Kinyan. The Bailam is the one doing the Kinyan, not just you. And then, of course, it's Adifa. It's Adifa because the Bailam's doing the Kinyan, in addition to you being here and maybe participating a little. So I think that you could say that that's the Yisod of the Chakira here between, again, the basic machlokas in our sugya, miyad liyad versus mitzvah on the ocher, could be a technical machlokas. The Chiddush Yeren thinks it is. But once you say like Tosfos, they're arguing what's adifa, they're arguing about the fundamental hierarchy of kinyanim, that I think the machlokas is, do you say that that mesira fits in with hagbah mashicha, it's just a sug bet hagbah mashicha, and you need the mocher's mitzvah to make up the fact that it's sug bet? Then still, if something's making up a fact, it's bad, it's still lower level. But if you're saying, no, this is Lehefek, this is an entire new model of Kinyanim after all, what's the Kinyan even called? It's a little funny. What's the Kenyan called in our Gemara? Mosera, in the beginning at least. What's the Kenyan called all over Shas? Mesira. Look at the Lashon, Hagbah and Meshicha. Who does the Hagbah and the Meshicha? Who does the Mesira? The Matne, right? That's what the Chazusha Rim is saying. This is not Kenyan Achiza. This is Kenyan Mesira. The little calf, look at the words. It's Kenyan Mesira. The little calf's not doing a Kenyan. The Mocha is doing a Kenyan to the little calf. In which case, it's a totally different model, and as a totally different model, not Mocha, but it's Mestaber, this is a Difa. Are you kidding? This is a great Kenyan. The owner himself is creating the Kenyan, and he's the Bailim. Wouldn't that be better than a non-Bailim creating a Kenyan of them just agreeing in the background? Makes sense. So I think that's the Yesodia. Yes.
I'm not so clear as to why, if the owner, he relinquishes his ownership, it suddenly becomes the buyer.
Aha! Because, so, the lesson of the Shirim is a little unclear, right? Since he only wants it to go to him, therefore, Mimele, he's Kone. So you could say, because it's not that he's relinquishing Bios, that he's transferring, he's reassigning Bios. I have the right to make my property anyone's. Obviously, the person has to agree, not against his will. I have the right to make my property anyone's, and that's why it becomes yours. Or you could say no, because at the same time that I'm doing it, you're also doing it, and we're both doing it together. Meaning, the Chiddush Yerim makes it very difficult, it's only the Mocher doing it. You could say no, we're both doing it together. And then, of course, it's not Difa. Because you have two people doing it instead of one, and that would solve your problem. Ellie.
Just in the last one, when you say the Chiddush Yerim is right, based on the previous process right before that one, he calls Rebbe by the Machlokes by Osios. He says that even according to Rebbe, he says Osios, he's Mesira, he thinks he needs Mesira Meshiva. So he asks, why is it called Mesira and Mesira Kula? So either because you need Niyad Liyad and you generally don't, or because you need Das Acheres back to himself. As opposed to by Mashiach. Meaning, everybody seemingly has told that Das Acheres back to himself is a fundamentally different, a very major component of Mesira that exists by Mesira more than any other kingdom.
I know, but they might be arguing with the same two tzadim, meaning that Tosfos might be the same two deus. Is it called Mesira there because you need Biyad Biyad because fundamentally it's the Malveh who's doing the Kenyan? Or because you need Das Acheres Mag? No, fundamentally the Lov is doing the Kenyan. But you need someone to be creating the context to declare that, just like over here, why do you need so much greater special context? Mainly to declare that the reins represent the whole animal and that you're really doing something bigger here, not just holding on to something. You need someone to create the context, the Das Acheres Magne, where the Shtar represents the Chov. So I think that could go either way. Okay, I'll just point out one or two things. First of all, there seems to be a third theory as to what's going on here with Mesira, which is what the Yadrima sort of leans towards with that Mizrahi that I pointed out in the very first paragraph, the Shidu Mevetzis, in Daf Ayin Vav. In Baba Basra, he used the Lashon of that since it's Kevin and Nachat Levi Yadei Kaman the Ayin Lever Shusei Dami. Since you're holding it, it says, someone printed it out? Someone printed out that Shidu Mevetzis in Baba Basra? What? Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Look at that. I'm so thoughtful. What does he say? Let's see what he says. He says that... Abu Masira came into Masra, commanded Nakatli Biyadi. Sorry, that's his lashon. I was thinking of the Amrav, the Kanya. Commanded Nakatli Biyadi. It's as if you're holding it, right? It's as if you're holding it. He seems to say, whatever I'm holding is mine. He seems to say it's a kind of Kenyan Yad. Now, again, it's a kind of Kenyan Yad. It's as if I'm holding it. Now, am I really holding it? No, as we know, half bits on the karka, right? But, came into Masra, it's as if I'm holding it. I think he's taking a third approach, although I would still say, well, it's as if I'm holding it. Then does it belong with Hagbah and Mashiach, or is it the opposite of Hagbah and Mashiach, if it's as if I'm holding it? What does "if I'm holding it" sound like? I'm the one that's doing it. It's as if it's to get it goes with Hagbah Mashiach. Just why do you need the Das Acheres Makne? Because am I really holding it? I'm really just holding on to part of it. When you hold on to part of something, that's not a Kenyan. Well, the truth is, it's a Kenyan of what's in my hand, right? Remember, like by Shai Lofs and Metalis, And by Daf Tes and Aleph, right, if I'm holding onto the reins, Taka, the 3 inches of leather of the reins that's in my hands, that is a kinyanon. But that's not what we're talking about. What do you think the Das Acheres Makne comes to fill in, according to him? It makes what I'm holding represent the whole animal. If I go to Hefker, so fine, I pick up a little piece of leather. Or even if I hold by the mane, I pick up 5 hairs. I'm only Kona, that's what's in my hand. The Das Acheres Makne can be Magdir. Says, I'm the Bailam, I'm Magdir. That this represents the whole thing, and therefore you can hold it. But I still think that I would put the Re'im here being the... sometimes Re'im means the Re'migash, right? Re'im Ibn Migash. But here it means really always Rachi, post in the door of the Shitim Kibetzes. The Re'im says it is, right, like Kinyan Yad, like holding it in my hands. Why do you need Das Acheres Makne for Kinyan Yad? Because it's not, right? It's like Kinyan Yad, but not really, because I'm only holding 1 inch, and then Minastam, what's given to Mashalei, but you need the Mocher to make part represent the whole cave. The nymphs are like, if someone is moser to me, even a mitzvah samokhe, if someone's moser to me, then it makes up for the fact that it's sudbet. This is kinyan hadba sudbet. This is kinyan hadba sudbet. Right? I'm holding it. But I'm not really holding it, because Tess is ekamisha benachle on the karka, because most of it's on the karka. I'm just holding a tiny drum. But if he told me to take it for a Kenyan reason, then he's helping to define with his bailus that the little piece I take is ki'ilo, I'm holding the whole thing. And if I hold the whole thing, then I'm koneh. So I think also what their aim has in common with the Ramban is that it's a different Kenyan sudbet. Which Kenyan? Kenyan Yad, which is similar to Hagbah and the Shicha. And the reason you need Masrulay, and it doesn't see Nechse Agar, is because someone has to help me make up for the fact that it's an inferior Kenyan. It's a fake Kenyan. It doesn't really work. So, again, the Re'im and the Ramban and the Rush say, this is a pre-existing Kenyan. This is part of the normal Marech of Kenyanim. It just shouldn't really work. Because it's close to a pre-existing Kenyan. And therefore, with Das Acheres Makne, we can bridge that gap. But then obviously it's not Adif. What do you mean? It's not a real Kenyan. It's something which resembles a Kenyan, and then you can bridge the gap. As opposed to the Jaram, which I am claiming, and I'm willing to bet you any amount of money, is the Derech Rashi and the Riva, who says, no, this is not one of the other pre-existing Kenyans. This is a totally lehefach of all the other Kenyanim, because it's about Das Makne, and not about it going in, it's not about going into the Rishos of the Kone. It's about the Makne reassigning the Rishos.
There's a, I think
like
the
Ritzvah
in Bavash is
somewhere,
but he makes it sound like there's like an element of Hefker to it.
What did
he
read it to me?
Yeah, he says,
I told you he was
about the last one. Okay,
read the last line again. Came in the Basel Mistalik bin Amekach.
Right, bin
Amekach Bahayas Shah Machmas Lokeach.
The
Haya Shah Machmas Lokeach?
Yeah.
The Haya Shah Machmas Lokeach. He's Mistalik bin Amekach.
So, I guess.
The Haya Shum.
I don't know.
All right, we have to remind that Lashon. Okay, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you about the significance of that line in the Rikva, but we have to remind exactly what it means, and we don't have time to do that now.
It's in Baba Basford.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I know my customers. Okay, so this is, I think, a basic introduction to the Lundus of Mesira. Obviously, there's other details, but... Oh, sorry. What would every good brisker say about a Chakira? What does every good brisker say about a Chakira? Maybe this Sveitinim. Could it be that there are two kinds of Mesira? Could it be that there's a mesira which is fundamentally, there's a mesira which is fundamentally better than all kinyanim, and a mesira that's just a worse, vague resemblance to other kinyanim? So, I think you get that from, even though Lashon is a little unclear, I probably put that in the verse also. The Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says a wild thing. The Yad Ramah says that he paskins like Tosos, the Chacham saying Mashiach Davka. We know he passed like the Chacham anyway, from the besides like the Chacham from the Gemara there in Chav Hamad Beis. Mashiach Davka, not Mesira. And that's how the Rambam and the Yad Ramah paskin, Mashiach Davka, not Mesira. Mesira only works for things that you can't do Mashiach to, such as, boats, which if on the land you can't do Mashiach to, because they don't move when you pull them. So basically it only works for boats, for things you can't do Mashiach to. That's the Rambam and the Yad Ramah. Basically the Rambam and the Yad Ramah say, therefore, lahalacha, Mesira is Griya. It only works for things that Mashiach doesn't work for, which is boats. That's what he says, second paragraph. Only thing the Mashiach doesn't work for. This is a first Rambam also. But of course, any of these only work if you can't do Hagbah, which is the Adifa, as Tosfos points out in Basra and Bavan Aleph. Okay, so all these things that say only if they're not bnei hagbah, meaning all the things that I said, well, it only works if you can't do hagbah, and it only works if you can't do mesira. That's what mesira works, right? What's he saying? He's saying that mesira is griya, not adifa. That's if he didn't give it miyad liyad. That's only if he does it befun of, where he says, if he gave it hand to hand, the daiti l'knuyeh, in order to be makne it, then he's kani in all circumstances. The whole machlokas tanaim was about the mesira, not miyad liyad. That's a whole sugya and a whole machlokas. But mesira miyad liyad, that's a different part. That the Rechav Chama never argued about. That was never subject to machlokas tanaim. That's pasha that always works. Okay, for our Barang Lo Perkisha Nictus Perkarba Ovospir Yafe, we unfortunately don't have the Abramah, either of those. But what is the Abramah saying? He's saying there are two different Mesiras. There's the Mesira that Tanoim argued about on Kiddushin, and there's the Mesira that the Gemara discussed on Baba Basra, Dat Chesamad Beis. And those are two totally different Mesiras. Two totally different mesiras. What the Rambam is saying is that there's two mesiras, not just two different ways of doing it in terms of the details. Because what he's saying, one is a machlokes tanaim in the Mishnah Kiddushin, and one is not being discussed by tanaim Kiddushin. Meaning they're two different halachic discussions. One type of mesira is not miyad liyad. It actually sounds like he says this doesn't even need mitzvah samocher. Because he says it could just be the fun of. Why? Because he says argamor is somewhere the other kind, so he's not stuck with argamor, so you don't even need mitzvah samocher. One is not miyad liyad, and he adds, or even the mitzvah samocher, because what does he say? The guy could have told you late kazeku kni, or you could have just done it when you were discussing the Kenyan, and that's good enough. No, but he didn't tell you to. All Kenyanim, he needs to at least agree with Shtika Koda, otherwise you're gana, right? So he at least agreed with Shtika Koda. Fine, that's not mitzvah samocher. That's true of every Kenyan, right? We say, Meshicha Adifa Mimasira, and Taimalon Kechachamim Shemasira
Lo kanya v'davar sheyachol limshoch. I don't mean you can. I mean you can easily. Right? Obviously, can. I mean, somebody can easily be moshich, right? However, there's another kind that's miyad liyad. And that is kone lekuli alma. That is not even up for discussion. That is kone lekuli alma. That is kone lekuli alma. That's not even up for discussion. And that, what is the makor of this? If there's really two dinim, this is based on Kiddushin, Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Vav. And this is based on Bava Metzia, Daf Ches Amud Beis. This is Kohnev. There are two kinds of, why are there two kinds of Mesira? There's one kind of Mesira, which is Miyad Liyad. That's not controversial, right? That's Pasha, that's better. Why? Because that's an opinion of Das Matneh. That's what's going on in our sugya. Why? Because our sugya knows we hold like the Chachamim. There is no king of Mesira. So what's our sugya talking about? Oh, our sugya is talking about Rav and Shmuel, who... Was it Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel said to Rabbi Yusir Mechaviru Kana. Did they? Tani Edi? Rav and Shmuel don't to Rabbi sorry. They both say Mesira Lo Kani. Sorry. That's great. Rav and Shmuel and Kiddushin hold Kinyan Mesira doesn't work. But why does the Gemara continue to say that? It's Kone, right? Mesira doesn't work. Oh, why does the Gemara continue to say, but Michavira does work? Saying that Mesira doesn't work. The Kinyan Mesira and Kiddushin with Pasal Eichel Kanan doesn't work. But there's another kind of Mesira, which is Miyad Liyad, which is Kani. Yeah. Okay, so the Ramah says actually both sides are true. There's two different kinds. And we pass that one of them works, the Afikuli Alma. That's the most obvious thing in the world. That's our Gemara. But the other one, which is what being discussed in Kiddushin and in Bava Basra, doesn't work except only for boats. Because boats are hard to pull. Which is the Shita of the... and then clearly, it's subject, right? Meaning, you should pick something up. If you can't pick it up, you should pull it. If you can't pick it up, you pull it. Never. I'm happy to make you takana. So they said, Misira. Because what can you do?
First of all, the army they say ain't lo yachol.
Yeah, but in Kinyanim, as long as it's lo nichale, that's good enough.
No, but the question is, what one person can do, another person. It seems like very, you know, I have to try my best. This is not that very, very hilchatim which.
No, okay, where did this come from? So the simple shot is this comes from Takanas Rabbanan. Meaning, we drop out and then we're talking that we want to have enough kinyanim that people can do business, so if it's not convenient to do one, we'll give you another option.
What does not convenient mean? In other words, how much shtadlus does a person have to do in order to...
Okay, so let's think about it. Animals, right? How much shtadlus do you have to do? Look, you could pick up an animal too, right? If I'm going to sell you this Gemara, you have to pick it up. If I'm going to sell you one, you could pick it up, but it would be hard. It wouldn't be in the normal way that people do business. So it's enough to lead it home.
But a boat, it's
hard to pull a boat. No, even in the water, it's hard to pull a boat. It all depends on the conditions of the water and the boat, etc. Since it's not convenient, so you're right, here we care about convenient. Why? Because we're not the army, we're Mecha Chomemkar. And Mecha Chomemkar is not the army. It's just money, right? Right, Rav Kook says, right? What does Rav Kook say? Daber nav aznei ha'am, right? Hashem says, Rashi says, Hashem says, bevakasha, ask the mitzvah for their money. So Rav Kook says, what do you mean bevakasha? Hashem's the boss of the world. And he says, goes. He doesn't ask bevakasha, right? Hashem doesn't ask, that's Reform Judaism, Hashem says bevakasha, right? We believe Hashem doesn't ask bevakasha. Rav Kook says, no. And a chanami, for the important things, Hashem doesn't ask bevakasha. But Hashem wants us to know, look, you should have the mitzvah's money. But realize that it's just money. Realize it's not that important. Therefore, Bevakasha, I'm not going to give you a mitzvah. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. It's optional. Because even though I want you to have it, I want to be Mekayim, I promise to Avraham Avinu, I don't want you to think that money is so important. Okay, so I think that's relevant here.
I would think
it's good preparation for Pesach. You know, it's right.
According to the Ramah, you think on the tzad that of the... that's Miyad Liyad,
might also include the mitzvah mocher. In other words, the mitzvah mocher gives.
I don't think so though, because he uses lecha zekukni as one of his two examples of the other, of the first guy. Yeah. It says lecha zekukni, or he was just there and didn't object, then it was the right context. So I think it's clear that he wouldn't go that far. Okay. The so much for Masira. Now we're ready to, you'll snap when you get a chance, please. I'm ready to go on in the Gemara a little. And Meisvei, new Raya. Hayushnayim Rochman Gabi Behema, Bukhuli. Two people are riding Behema, they split it. Which proves that Rechiva's Kone. Mani, Ilim Rav Meir Hashi Yoshiv Kani Rochman Baye. If it's Rav Meir, even Yoshiv is Kone. Why didn't he tell us that Rochiv is Kone? Meaning, either he shouldn't have put Rochu in our Mishnah, because it's obvious from Yoshev and Klayim, or he should have put Yoshev in our mitzvah to teach us the bigger Kiddush, in our Mishnah to teach the bigger Kiddush. So, Elalav Rabbanan, must be the Rabbanan talking Yerushmah, you know, Rochav Kani, doesn't that show that even for the Rabbanan that Lekuli Alma Rochav is Kani? The answer is Hachamayaskina, Bemanig Barag, love. No, this is not talking about a regular Rachav. This is about a Rachav who kicks the animal and spurs it to move, and then, of course, he's a Moshech Gomer, he's a Manig Gomer. And they say, Yahya and Manig, then Rochin and Manig. Rochin is also Manig. Yeah, Trey and Manig. You're right. It's just two kinds of Manig. Mavdin, Rochin, Ad. Ah, if it's all Manig in our Mishnah, why do you need Echad Rochin, Echad Manig, and Shine Rochin? Everyone knows Manig anyway. Why do you need any of it? Mavdin, Rochin, Ad is a Manig. The top is a Kamashlan. That really the Mishnah is one of Manig Raglov, and therefore, Shine Rochin means Shine Manigin. Echad Rochin, Echad Manig means Shine Manigin. So why do you need to put in the roche? To teach you that don't think that the roche, who's also Manig Raglav, is better because he's on the animal. Kamash one that it's the same. Okay, so we defend Shmuel who says roche is not koneh. This is something I threw in at the end of the last year, just because I was inspired by my Yetzer Hara to sneak in one last discussion during overtime. But I just wanted to clarify it a little more. I gave people who had time to the brackets a chance to do a little Makoros. The interesting part of this Gemara, is... Is there another eraser here? Yes. The interesting part of this Gemara is that, what does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara says that Rachav, let's assume that, taking one approach in the very beginning here, what does the Mishnah say? Does the Mishnah say Rachav is Kone? What does the Mishnah say? Rachav is Muchzak, right? Meaning, we're not dealing with who is Kone the animal, we're dealing with who is Muchzak on the animal. So, the Mishnah says Rachav is Muchzak, and what is more deduced from that? That Rachav Kana. Right? And we never retract that assumption. We just say that, Taki, you're right, that whoever's Muchzak is Kona. But the Mishnah wasn't just a Rachav, it was really a Manig Baraglav. And therefore, it just proves a Manig Baraglav is Kona, which is obvious anyway, because me, Commander Omar, the Manig Lokani. Okay, now, this Tlut, how do you say that in English? Yeah, yeah. This dependence we'll have to suffice with for now. That we seem to say whatever is considered muchzak is considered a kinyan. Whatever is not considered kinyan is not considered a muchzak. Why is that? Why should muchzak and kinyan have the same gedder? If I were to tell you a kinyan, you would say, a maisa kinyan means a maisa that has symbolic power to show a transfer of ownership. If I were to tell you what muchzak means, what would you think muchzak means? Muchzak means whoever is holding on to it.
Legally.
Whoever's controlling it. Whoever's controlling it, whoever is holding on to it. Normally we'd think that Hamotzim all of Haraya, right? Basically, whoever's Roshosetz in is the muchzak, whoever's Roshosetz not is not the muchzak. It has nothing to do with a maisa kinyan. Like, for example, let's say I say, you have a hundred shekel bill in your wallet. I say, you owe me 100 shekel. Not only I say, that pen, you're holding a pen. That pen is mine. You're muchzak. I lose. Right? Those are all right. Are you muchzak because you have a kinyan in the pen? Pasha, you're muchzak because the pen's in your hand. Like, it's not necessarily
in your hand. What does that mean?
It's legally. I bought it, I made it.
Right, we assume.
So why?
That's
Kenyan,
though. Isn't that a Kenyan?
Okay, good. So why is Kenyan dependent on Mochzer? So I just wanted to point out that this gets to a very, very fundamental question. There's a Ketzos. There's a steer in the Ketzos. I put in parentheses here. The Ketzos in Siman Ayin Beis is so certain that cuts all the cuts of the Ketzos in Siman Reish Beis. I looked in my fancy Ketzos at the footnotes at home. The footnotes just say, yeah, it's a famous steer of Tzarech Iyon. I looked at some of the Achronim. They say it's a famous steer in Tzarech Iyon. So I'm not sure what to do with that. You know, if enough Achronim say it's a famous steer of Tzarech Iyon, it gives you a little Chalish Sadas. But the Ketzos Siman Ayin Beis is very, very clear. The Ketzos says no. What do we learn from the Gemara in Bava Metzia? That only a Kenyan counts as Mochzer. He even goes so far as to say that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mida Oraisa, Mashiach is not Kone, then if I have a cell phone in my pocket, I'm not Mochzer. What do you mean? Because Mashiach is not Kone. Mashiach meaning also Hagbah and Chatzar, etc. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mida Oraisa only Ma'os are Konos, then I'm not Mochzer on the cell phone in my pocket. Ah, then why is everyone Mochzer himself in their pocket? So luckily managed to rescue himself from the Shogun Nesivos and says, well, because everyone agrees, Bimatana, Mashiach is Kone, and therefore, if I claimed I got it as a Matana, I would be Mochzak, and therefore, if I claim I bought it, I win Migo of Matana. But it's crazy. If not for Migo, I wouldn't be Mochzak on the what's in my pocket if you hold that's not a kin. I'm a derisa level. What?
I've heard her be able to have here Mochzak in that cheap.
Migo of Matana. And a chanami. It's a wild tzos. The tzos mamish, but he mamish takes this seriously. He mamish, not seriously, he mamish takes it to an extreme. The tzos says that the one approach is the tzos only in Siman Ayin Beis. In Siman Reish Beis, he says l'gamri lehefech. He says the definition of muhsak is doing a maisa kinyan. The definition of muhsak is doing a maisa kinyan. That's what muhsak means. It means that whoever's doing a maisa kinyan wins until proven otherwise. Which is a very, very, very big chiddush. And he takes it so far as to say that if having it in my pocket is not a maisa kinyan, I'm not muhsak. And again, what that means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, midoraisa, if I bought a cell phone and I have it in my pocket, I'm not mochzak. Luckily, I win, but migo, I could have said I got it as a matana and I was mochzak. But that is very, very radical. L'chore, that's going a little far. To say, really, the getter mochzakas is a kinyan? In which case, another example would be, what would so say, let's say, it's getting a three block beyond us for now, let's say I have something in my chotzer that's not mishtameris. Chatzar Sheini Mishtameris is not Kone. So the Ketzos say, I'm not Mochzak on it. After all, I don't have a Kenyan on it. Right? So even if something's mamish in my property or in my hand, I'm not Mochzak if I'm not doing a Maisa Kenyan.
And somebody can come and take it.
And no. Meaning, and if someone else claims it's theirs and I claim it's mine, then we split it 50-50. Or if someone else grabs it, then they win. Not someone else can. If someone else did come and took it, then they went because I wasn't a mochzak. This isn't tukfo koin. I was never holding it in the first place. Right? That's very radical. Exactly. That's what he would say. That if I have something in my chatzar she'ina mishtameris and you come and grab it and you tie it was yours, I lose. I can't say, why'd you grab it from my mochzakos? I can't say I'm the mochzak. No, I was never the mochzak. It might as well have been in the street. That's very radical. If you don't want to be so radical, the Shari Yosher said something a little more... less ambitious, more commonsensical here. And the Nesivos argues on that Ketzos. The Nesivos says, nah, that's not true. You don't mamish need a maisa kinyan. You just need something that resembles kinyanim. You know, just has a common denominator with kinyanim without specifying what it is. And the Ketzos himself from Reish Beis says the same thing. But the Shari Yosher says, no, there's just a common denominator. It's not that you need to do a maisa kinyan to be mochzak. Ve'echitesi. Mochzak is a svara, right? The kavli ozal ve'asya. Motzmech ha'al v'araya. What does that have to do with the maisa kinyan or technical rules? What does that have to do with the svara of the kavli ozal ve'asya? Whatever you are holding is yours until proven otherwise.
Also, what's the common denominator of kinyonim and muchzakus? Anyone? What's the common denominator?
Balut.
Balut, what do you mean? But muchzakus is not balut. Muchzakus is just a presumption of balut. So what do you mean to say? You didn't mean to say balut. The muchzak is not the bailim. Then if I could prove on the bailim, I don't mean to be muchzak. What you meant to say is muchzakus is not being the bailim. If you know the bailim is, then you don't need the rule of muchzak. Muchzakus is... I think what Morty meant to say is the appearance of bailus. Is that not what you meant to say?
I'm not sure.
Okay. That, what's the common denominator? The common denominator is the appearance of ownership, the presumption of ownership. Is the common denominator is the... appearance of bailus. Now, what does that mean? The rule of muchzak, one second, the rule of muchzak means whoever seems to be the owner is presumed to be the owner, right? That's reasonable, right? I mean, what does muchzak mean? Muchzak doesn't mean technically in my turf or in your turf. Muchzak means I'm holding it in a way that I look like an owner. Versus you're holding in a way that you look like an owner. Whoever's holding on to something, whoever's not, doesn't have to be holding on. Whoever's had their grasp on something, is interacting with an object in a way that looks like ownership, is presumed to be the owner until proven otherwise. That's what muchzak means. Whoever looks like the owner is presumed to be the owner. That's what a muchzak is. What does that have to do with kinyanim? So the chiddush is that a kinyan is koneh because of what the Achronim like to call Horas Bailus, by giving the impression of Bailus. Says that to Yisod HaKinyanim. Yeah, Kinyanim and Muchzakus are the same thing. Muchzak is the impression of Bailus. Whoever seems to be the owner is the owner until proven otherwise. And what are Kinyanim? He says, that's why Kinyanim are koneh. Kinyanim are koneh because when I give the appearance, the impression of bailus, that shows that I want to be the bailim, and that shows that I am poised to be the bailim, and that's the Maisa Kinyan. So he just makes one chiddush. The chiddush is the engine of Kinyanim is what the Achronim call Horas Bailus. The engine of Kinyanim is that a Kinyan works because I am acting like a bailim. When you act like a bailim, that's a maisa kinyan. And so when I act like a bailim, that's muchzakus, because that's a presumption. Presumption is everything is the way it seems until proven otherwise. And that's what dekav le'ozel be'asu means. It means whoever wants to tell us things aren't how they seem has to prove otherwise, right? Because we assume things are what they seem until proven otherwise. And that's how kinyanim work. A maisa kinyan, why is mashicha kone? Mashicha's kone because I'm acting like a bailim. When I act like a bailim, that's a maisa kinyan. It doesn't mean when I act like a bailim, I become a bailim. I have to act like a bailim with da'as, and I have to have permission of the owner. But when I act like a bailim, and all the parties agree, then I become an owner. That's kinyanim.
So why doesn't it constitute
my kinyan? It does, that's the point. Whatever's a kinyan is muchzakus. Whatever's not a kinyan is not muchzakus. The machlokes here is whether rachlov is a good horos bailus or not.
No, I know, but I'm saying, how does he have any different than
the what?
How is he different than the
Ktsos? How is he any different than the Ktsos?
He gives a good head, but he just looks like what's, you know...
No, so the reason he's different than the Ktsos is because the Ktsos doesn't think Kinyanim are about Horas Bailus. For example, difference with this. What are Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mos is Konem Midoraisa and not picking it up? So The Shariyosh would say, no, picking it up is still Horas Bailus. That's why the Rabbanim were mitaken it. And picking it up is still Muchzakus. The Ktsos would say, no, whatever is not technically a Kinyan, is that, it, what I mean is this, the Shariyosh's common denominator is not absolute. Some things could technically be a Kinyan or not be a Kinyan. They have nothing to do with Horas Bailus. That wouldn't change Muchzakus. It's only the normal rule of Kinyanim is Horas Bailus. So, a Maisa Kinyan is Konah. As a general rule, because of Horas Bailus. But there are Maisa Kinyanim that are Konah not because of Horas Bailus, like, for example, Kesef. Then that would have nothing to do with Muchzakus. And there are some Horus Bailus, which might not be Kona technically in certain circumstances. But then they would still be. Then there would still be a Musaka. So he's saying it's not an absolute Tully Habaha. It's just a common denominator in most cases. Right? There is a common denominator in many cases, but it's not absolute.
Can we construct the case where I'm not doing, let's say, a classical Maisa Kinyan, I'm still being more than I'm the Baal?
Yeah, like for example, according to Rabbi Yochanan,
no, but I mean not, no,
if I do Mashiach.
No, I'm saying according to the Tos, it doesn't say it, but like...
Yeah, so my... So, okay.
You technically can say, oh, okay, but what's the Chavim came along and recycled it? This is
okay, so Einachanami, you have to look in the Shari Yosha and see if you can come up with a good case. Okay, now I just wanted to propose that there could be a third approach to our sugya as well, which I wasn't lucky enough to find the sort of fluid parallels in the Dushari who I could find what I wanted to say in, but I'm sure, and I've learned from experience that everything's in the Acharonim someplace, unless it's dead wrong. Sometimes I'm lucky enough to find it. You could say that, no. You could say that, that really Muchzokos is whose Rishos it's in. Muchzokos just means whose Rishos it's in. And it's not totally on Kinyanim. I mean, except for, obviously, there's one Kenyan that's about whose Rishus it's in. Which Kenyan is that? Kenyan Chatzar, for example, right? Other than Kenyan Chatzar, he says, however...
Who says this?
Me. However, if you don't want to be Chadish like the Ksos, which is very exceedingly radical, and you don't want to be Chadish like the Shari Yoshev either, which is not so radical... But you could say that no, if the Ksos says it's an absolute Tali Habaha, Muchzok is defined by Kenyan. Shariyah says no, there's just usually a common denominator. They're both about giving the impression of Bibles. And his Chiddush is that the reason a Kenyan is Kona is because of Horas Bibles, which is a phrase that was invented around the time of the Shariyah. The phrase, not the concept. You could say no, Muchzok is not related to Kenyanim at all. But. What Kenyan are we dealing with in our Gemara? Well, according to most Rishonim, what Kenyan are we dealing with in our Gemara? Kenyan Mashiach, right? Because even Rachav's Ozel Machmas says Kenyan Mashiach. However, assuming... So here you get into a big Chakira in Kenyan Mashiach, which we're going to come back to. We're not. We're just like sort of, giving you a preview here. How does Kenyan Mashiach work? So you could say, the Evan Ozel has a Chakira. Could say, a Maisa Mashiach is a Maisa Kenyan. That's what you want to say for the Rambam. You want to say for the Raivim differently. Say no. How does Mashiach work? Where does Mashiach work? Only... In a simta or chatzah shel shneihem, in a place where everyone has rishus on their own place. Right? Meaning a simta, where I sit is my rishus, where you sit is your rishus. And then what's the principle? If you bring your thing to a simta and I pull it, then when you put it down in the simta, it was in whose rishus? Yours, because you put it there. When I pull it to a different part of the simta, whose rishus is it in my now? In mine, chatzer shel shneihem. When you bring into the joint chatzer, so we're neighbors, right? We share a chatzer. When you put it down, it's in your part of the chatzer. When I pull it, I'm pulling it to my part of the chatzer, right? No, not because that dollars is even in Rishus Rabbin. No, that's me drabbanan Rishus Rabbin as a tikkun olam. We're not talking about that. So it's fundamentally in a chatzer shel shneihem. It belongs to both of us. What does it mean it belongs to both of us? That means that I can only go in one half, you can go in your half? No, it means that when you are using part of it, that's your rights, that's your share, and when I'm using part, it's my share. And if in the same part of the chatzer, you sit there today and I sit there tomorrow, when you're sitting there, it's your share, when I'm sitting there, it's my share, it's a time share. A chatzar is a timeshare. It's everyone's valueless when they're using it. Same thing for a simta, an alleyway. An alleyway is a rishus harabim no one's supposed to use. You're supposed to move on, right? You get a ticket for stopping and standing in rishus harabim. But a simta means it's for all the townspeople or all the neighborhood residents to use whenever they want. Therefore, it's a timeshare. Whoever's using it, it's their rishus, they're using it. So if I pull it, you put it down, you're using it. If I pull it, now I'm using the new place I'm pulling it to. So therefore, he says, maybe the way Kinyan Mashiach works is Kinyan Mashiach is really a virtual Kinyan Chatzar. After all, it used to be in your rishus, now it's in my rishus. It's not a real Kinyan Chatzar, because it's not mamish my rishus lagamre, it's just my timeshare rishus. But it's just a more complicated version of, maybe it's a derisive version, maybe it's a rabbanan version of a Kinyan Chatzar. So if you say, however, Kinyan Mashiach is Komeh because of Hachnasa Lershuso. That's the whole point of Kinyan Mashiach. It's Komeh because whoever's Moshech is the Bailam on the Rishus. That's the point of Kinyan Mashiach. It's Komeh because of Hachnasa Lershuso. So, whoever has Kinyan Mashiach has the object in his Rishus. So it turns out that even if in general Kinyanim are not totally Muchzakos, Kinyan Mashiach might be totally Muchzakos, because the whole point of Kinyan Mashiach is that it's in my Rishus. The only reason Kinyan Mashiach works is because it's in my Rishus. In which case, obviously, what does Gemara say? Well, if the rochid is muchzak, that means it's in his rishus. Well, if it's in his rishus, that means he's koneh. Because the whole point of Kinyan Mashiach is that you're bringing it into your rishus. You could have said the same about Kinyan Chatzar if we're dealing with that. So, generally, no. You want to talk about Kinyan Chazaka? You want to talk about maybe Kinyan Hagbah? Well, have you seen? No, other Kinyan. You want to talk about other Kinyan? No. Kinyan has nothing to do with Muchzakos. Muchzakos is just whose property it's in. But Kinyan Mashiach is also about whose property it's in. Because it's not the Mice of Mashiach that's Kona. It's the Totsav Hachnos Lushuso that's Kona. Which is one way of understanding Mashiach. So if you take one way of understanding Mashiach, then if you take one way of one of two tzadim in understanding Mashiach, but if you say Kinyan Mashiach is a Kinyan of Rishuso, then of course it makes sense that whoever's Mufsik is Kona, whoever's not Mufsik is in Kona. Because whoever's Rishus it's in is Kona and is Mufsik. Whoever's Rishus it's not in is not Kona and is not Mufsik. So then the Gemara reads very, very easily if you make that assumption, like one side of the Chakira.
Why do you have to limit this to Kinyan Mashiach? Why aren't other, and say the same thing, but that all Kinyanim are about bringing it into your shows. And then you system with everything. And Bob itself says, symbolically, it's now in my shows. It wasn't, now it is.
Correct. So
I mean, almost everything.
You could say that about many. You would not say it, for example, about Kinyan Chazaka by Karka, for example. Because if I, dig in the karka, that doesn't bring it into my rishus. This just shows that I'm acting like an owner. That's Shari Yosha. You wouldn't say that Kinyan Chazaka by an Eved, right? If an Eved ties my shoes, that doesn't bring it into, if I put them in my house, that brings it into my rishus. If he ties my shoes. So you wouldn't say about everything, but you're right. You could say it about many things. I agree. Okay. So that's just three ways of understanding our Gemara. You can have a tremendous Chiddush of the Chitzos, a very more moderate Chiddush and much more understandable Chiddush of the Shari Yosher. I don't mind being a little down on the Chitzos, since even he himself, 130 Simanim later, was not comfortable taking the same approach and said exactly what the Nesiva said against him at Ayin Beis, and then he and the Meshuv and Nesiva said, you're wrong. And then he said the exact same, almost word for word sometimes himself in Reish Beis. So Tzar Iyon, The Echronim haven't solved that yet. Or you could say maybe there's a very, very local, specific name, Kenny Mashicha, if you take one of the two ways of understanding Kenny Mashicha, which we'll have to come back to, and this is food for thought that you should have bouncing around your head in the future. Okay, let's just read a little more. There's Toshma, Shai Shi, Moshim Gadol Manhig Vacham, or Osha Yechad Moshe Yechad Manhig, but me Dezos Kadim. Right? So two people were pulling a gumball, or what does Manhig mean? To lead, leading a donkey. You have to figure out what leading a donkey means. Obviously, it doesn't mean pulling a rope, right? Because that would be most. Most of a gumball means you tie a rope to your gumball and you pull it, right? That's, I don't know, whenever they make movies about Eliezer and Ephraim, always shows him, like, right, pulling a rope and leading his donkey. So let's assume for no particularly good reason that they know what they're talking about. And that's how you lead donkeys. Or you were manhig b'chamor l'chora. What is manhig? Is a very broad, vague word. To lead an animal. You can lead an animal in any words. The pasuk shot over here is that how do you usually lead a donkey? With a stick. You hit it with a stick, right? If you would live in a society where people use donkeys a lot, they generally they don't put ropes around the neck of the donkey and pull them. No, that's not matim to the donkey's psychology. They hit the donkey with a stick. You drive a donkey. How do you drive a donkey? You drive a donkey with a stick. Again, around here, we don't use donkeys so much. But if you go to a country that use donkeys, you see people driving them with a stick. Do you see them with a stick? I don't know.
We see them riding. We don't know how they do it.
Okay. So, the Seder. But with the gumball, clearly, like if you ever stop at these like rest stops on, you know, Kvisha Bika or something, or, you know, one way or the other way, and you know, these Arabs come and say for 10 shekel, we'll take you on a camel ride, right? They're always leading the camel. With a rope, that's clear. And whatever, your mama, she pulled the rope of the camel and it comes. That's how camels are found. Fine. I'll show you Echa Moshe Echa Manhig, or one was Moshe and one was Manhig. Simple shot is meaning at the same time. But me, the Zos Kanu, this way they are Kona. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Leo, Lo, Kana, Shem, Mashiach, B'gamel, Van Hagu, B'chamer. So Rabbi Yehuda says you need Mashiach, B'gamel, Van Hagu, B'chamer. Why? After all, if a guy's Moshe, Chamer, and it walks, then. Or if he's manik a gumball and it walks, what's the problem? So what does Rabbi Yehuda assume? That one of the rules of Kenyan Mashicha, right, the rule, word for this Kenyan Mashicha, not meaning Mashicha is supposed to hanhug it, the name for the Kenyan Mashicha, Mashicha needs to be kadarka. That's the assumption of Rabbi Yehuda. And what do the Chacham seem to hold? Mashicha. Doesn't have to be kadarka. They're machlok in that Kenyan Mashicha. Does it need to be kadarka or does it not need to be kadarka? It just needs to make it move. Okay. Katani Mios Osho Yachem Moshe Yachem Manhig, Moshe Manigin of Rachav Lo, the Diyuk is Moshe Manig, yes, Rachav, no. No, it's not a valid Diyuk. Lo, who had the Nafil Rachav, the Katani Moshe Manig, the Fugger Rabbi Huda. Domrach, the Mashiach, who got on the Chavar, Kamash, on the Filo Ipcha, Nami Kani. Okay, no, that's Pashup Shat, right? It's the Derech to be Rachav everything, right? People ride donkeys, people ride camels, so that's not interesting. They were arguing, have Machlugs around Kidarka. So Yehuda says you need Kedarka, and the two Darkas are Gomel Cham or Moshech Manik, so that's what the Chacham mentioned. Okay, Pashup Shat. But no, that obviously wasn't what they meant even in the first place. If so, if it was not come to be Mamai anything, just come to be Marva everything within what they're talking about, then it should have just been Larvinim Lisninu. Right? So the answer is, Ika. No, even the Chacham admit one side is not Kone. Ikedomri Mashiach Lechamer. Ve'ikedomri Hanahaga Begamal. And we're not sure if they admit that Mashiach Lechamer is not Kone, or they admit Hanahaga Begamal is not Kone. We're not sure which of them they admit. All of a sudden, the Chachamim seem to admit to Rabbi Yehuda, really, there's no fundamental machlokes here. Everyone agrees it needs to be Kedarka. The machlokes is just where to draw the line, quantitatively. Chacham say, well, you know, one of them, that's close enough to Kedarka that it'll do. The other one is really not Kedarka. We're not sure which was which. The is, the most semi-sefa, midazu kanev, midazu lamute mai, la lamute rachav, la lamute ipcha, I hachi, hainu Rabbi Yehuda, I kibinayu tanecha de lo kan, right? Midazu is mai rachav. No, it's mai, the wrong way for the donkey. And the camel of and the same as Rabbi Yehuda, even though Tzad Echad Lo Kana Istar Mashiach Gamar Chamer VeIstar Mihanaga Big Gamal. Okay, so if we just look at the Gemara here for a second, just want to get the Maskana of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda is very, very clear. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need Meshicha Kedarka. You need Meshicha Kedarka. That's a Shita in Meshicha. The Chachamim, well, at first we thought they didn't need Meshicha Kedarka. Then in the end it sounds like they do need Meshicha Kedarka. So, what's the maskana of the Chachamim? Do they need Meshicha Kedarka or do they not? What does it sound like from our Gemara? Sounds from our Gemara like. What does it sound like from our Gemara? They do need Meshicha Kedarka. So what about the Chachamim? One derech is the Rush. Al pi Pshat HaGemara. They also need Meshicha Kedarka. They just argue about where to draw the line, right? Rabbi Yehuda says both reverses are not Kedarka. No, I'm saying no. One way reverse is Kedarka. Just the other way is not Kedarka. Okay, but many Rishonim are not comfortable with this. Like, no, we want to take the Chachamim really fundamentally argue with Rabbi Yehuda. One of them is the Ramah. The Ramah, we have a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin and Bava Basra, but, and we have someone who's a close Talmud of the Yad Ramah in Gittin, but, which is the Chidush Miksav Yad, published in the Masada of Kof Ritva, which Agav, I'll just point out, the Chidush Miksav Yad and the Masada of Kof Ritva on Gittin are not the Ritva. No one ever claimed it was the Ritva. When they say Chidush Miksav Yad, they don't mean it's a manuscript of the Ritva. They just mean it's a manuscript that we want to publish in the set of Ritva. Otherwise, they would have called the Kedusha Ritva. Who is it? Well, it's a Talmud of the Yad Ramah, because he quotes the Ramah a lot. But all of Rashas, the Ramah is a very important Rishon. We saw on the one in the back of the Makorah sheet, he says, I already explained this in Kedusha Bava Kama, right? Meaning, I wrote, right, Kedusha Bava Kama Yad Alef, I wrote it all Shas. We have Masorahs, the Ramah, from all over Shas, whenever he says anything important from the Torah. The Torah went through the Ramah and all of Shas. He had it, we didn't. And always worked down his important sheetahs, because he considered him to be one of the Ikari of Rishonim. So the Torah quotes the Ramah, Kasa Ramasha, Goma Chamer Shneim, Nikin, Beim Shim, Beim An Haga, Aval Abi Adoni Arash, Shal Kasa Dav, Ki Goma Shim, Chamer An Haga, Goma Haga, Chamer Shicha, Ikechad Minayi, Glo Kadav, Lo Yedin, Nai Minayu. Right? He says, Shal Nimar. One of the reverses doesn't work, and we don't know which. But the Ramah says, everything is Kona. So the Ramah says, no, Chachamim say, any Meshicha is Kona. And we don't need Kedarka. Oh, what do they do with the Gemara? What do we do with our Gemara? What did the Ramah do with our Gemara? Didn't our Gemara say Ika Chad Sad Lo Kani?
Well, they're at the same time.
That's not what the Ramah says. Logically, you're saying, well, but not for the Ramah. Because the Ramah, Sham and Nikim Bin Shiv Bin Haga, you want to say that? I hear the Taina, but then you think he should have said something, because he just says everything's nicknamed with everything. Pashupshad is like Beis Yosef, he rejected the Maskan of our Gemara. He rejected Maskan. After all, is Maskan of our Gemara Pashupshad in the Brisa? Yeah, Pashupshad is that they hold everything's Kona, right? So he rejected the Maskan of our Gemara. Why did he reject the Maskan of our Gemara? The Beis Yosef's second explanation is because he rejected the Maskan of our Gemara because it wasn't Pashupshad in the Brisa. Alright, then. It's a little dangerous. The first shot is very good. Why did our Gemara get to this whole maskana?
So the
to defend the Manda Omar. That Rachel is Kani. But we passed in Rachel Lo Kani. Shmuel says Rachel Lo Kani. I'll Shmuel Bedini. If Rachel is Lo Kani, then Mita Zo is my Rachel. It's not Mamai Ipcha. If we passed in Rachel Lo Kani, then the reason they weren't there, been listening to is Lamai Rachel. So he says very posh at our Gemara. That's only a Teirutz Dachuk for Man de Amar Rachov Kani. And we hold, we being, I don't mean everyone in the world, I mean, Pashup Shah, many Mishonim, we hold Rachov Lo Kani, then it's Mimai Rachov, it's not Mimai Ipcha. Okay, that, I think, that's what the Shosu says, that's Pashup Shah in the Avramah. Josh is referring to the Rambam. The Rambam also said, any Meshicha is Kona, and you don't need Kedarka.
But what did he do with our Gemara? Obviously, what he didn't do is say that's only Manda Baruch of Kani. Why not? Because the Rambam holds Rachel Kani. So what did the Rambam do? Right, he doesn't want to say it's only Manda Baruch of Kani. He holds Rachel Kani. He gets Pshat of our Gemara. He doesn't want to say, oh, well, we don't agree with the Bavli's interpretation of a Braisa because it's not the most Pashut Pshat. No, in Judaism, we believe that there's more to life than Pashut Pshat, and we take it because I'll say, even if it's not Pashut Pshat. Right? So what did the Rambam say, Josh? He says you misunderstood what they meant by Yipcholo Kani.
It's only when they're competing with each other.
Exactly. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda says, Mamish Lokadarka doesn't work. That's not what the Rambam meant. They didn't mean one of them doesn't work as Lokadarka. They meant one of them doesn't work when they're both competing with each other. So our Gemara, only if Echad Moshech, or let's use the Lashon of Dav Chesem and Beis, the Lashon of the Chesem is only Moshech Bimakom Manhig. One side doesn't work, by the way. Which side doesn't work for the Rama?
Manhig
Bimakom. That's why? Not because you need Kedarka. Not because you need Kedarka. If you need Kedarka, it wouldn't work at all. Because this goes back to Chesem and Beis. One is Levatel, the other. What's Pshat? Because the Meshichas Gomel is Mevatel, the simultaneous Hanhagas Gomel. Meaning the Rambam says the Pashut Vart. If I'm pulling a donkey, a camel, you're hitting the camel. It doesn't walk because you hit it. It walks because I pulled it. Therefore, it's just a Pasha Mitzias. Pasha Pshat is just a Mitzias. If I'm pulling the camel, it doesn't walk any more, any less because you hit it. If no one's pulling it, might or might not respond to your hitting. But if I'm pulling a camel, all pays attention is the pulling, and then it's very Pasha. So these are the three ways in terms of the start of the Gemara. The Ramah says, goes back to the Havnina, forget Kedarta, everything works. Erase the Maskana that was only Mandar Ruach of Kani. Or that was a dochuk maskana. The Rambam says, no, we'll keep the maskana. But they didn't mean you need kedarka. They just meant when they're both at the same time, one of them is vatal the other. Just like rachav amanhe. If I'm manhe while you're riding, it only moves because I'm manhe, not because you're riding. Could be. The Rambam says in the Hirsch nice. And the Rush says, no, we'll keep the maskana. They're more. Everyone agrees you need kedarka. They just have a quantitative machlokas. So halacha lemaisa, if we follow the chachamim, which we all do, do we need Mashiach Kedarka or not? The Rush says we need Mashiach Kedarka. We just have a lower standard than Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam and the Yad Ramah say we do not need Mashiach Kedarka. We reject Rabbi Yehuda's entire idea. Okay, we can think about this more. We'll get back to it later. Just one other technical point. Which Lashon do we paskin like? Hanhag B'Gamal or Mashiach B'Chamor? So that's a bit of a machlokes. The Raivan and the Rush say we're Mesufik. Therefore, they're both Sveika. And the Rambam says, no. We pass it's on hug of a gummel that doesn't work. What rule is the Rambam using to decide that?
Basrei.
Not Basrei. That means the rule we follow the leader generation of Aram. You mean Lishna Basra. There's a Masorah from the Gaonim. It's not that anywhere Shas that we pass like Lishna Basra. So the Rambam says this qualifies as a case of Lishna Basra. And therefore, we follow the rule of Lishna Basra. What?
Like in the Shtar.
Okay, correct. Meaning what you said last, you're more serious about. That's your ending. That's where you end. Right? The Rush, the Ragged obviously understood. This was not a case of Lishna Basra. This is just a case of throwing out possibilities. So the Rush, the Ragged says, we're Mesufik. The Ramah says, no, not Gemina for me. The Rush, the Ragged says, we're Mesufik. The Ramah says, Lishna Basra. Okay, so that's a little bit about Mashiach Kedarka. Theoretically, one could say that if the mice Mashiach was Kona Gomek or other Chakira, then it should need to be Kedarka. But if it's the result of being my Rishus, who cares how it got there, as long as it's my Rishus. But we'll leave saying that for another time. Okay, I see we didn't get to everything that was on Makor Sheet 34 today. We got to 2/3 of it. I see we didn't get to everything on Makor Sheet 34 today, but I think the rest of 34 will not take us until Monday late morning to prepare, so I'll send out later today, Bleenender, I'll send out a 35 with
Maybe what I'll even do is, I'll send out sheet 35, and then we'll finish up 34 and do as much as we can of sheet 35, Yirtzeh Hashem, on Monday. Just